Cody Grischel back with you on a chilly night here at Stade Municipal in downtown Quebec City. Carl Gelina, the native Quebecer, on the mound taking his warm-up tosses. A must-win game for the Jackals. They trail this best-of-five championship series 2-0 despite a valiant comeback last night. They fell by a score of 4-3 at Yogi Berra Stadium in a much different environment. A packed house here tonight, and the temperature is 50 degrees. It was 82 degrees at first pitch last night, and we're also delayed a bit. First pitch originally scheduled for 7:05. It's now 8:20 as we're set to get underway here at Stade Municipal. The Jackals down 2-0. They need a sweep here in Quebec if they do want to take home their fifth league championship and their first since the 2004 season. For both teams, the same lineup as last night. Sean Smith in the leadoff spot for the Jackals. Brian Sabatella bats second. Myron Leslie hits third. Sandy Madera bats cleanup. The fifth place hitter is D'Angelo Jimenez. Chris Sanchez hits sixth. Nick Giarraputo bats seventh. Mike DeJesus is in the eighth spot. And Chris White bats ninth against native Quebecer Carl Gelina. The most dominant postseason pitcher in the Can-Am League over the past 2 years. In his three postseason starts the past two seasons, 24 shutout innings. Gelina rocks and delivers. The first pitch of the day is a changeup for a strike on the inside corner. And as the crowd goes absolutely crazy under the roof here, we are underway at 8:20 p.m. here at Stade Municipal. 50 degrees and clear here in Quebec City. 0-1 pitch under the arms of Sean Smith. One ball, one strike. The Jackals tonight wearing the road gray uniforms. Red Sox, red hat, New Jersey and red arched across the front. 1-1 pitch, down and away. Two balls and one strike, the count on Sean Smith. Smith during the regular season set a Can-Am League stolen base record. Here's the 2-1 from the tall right-hander. Popped foul out of play behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes on Smith. Gelina in the regular season, 8-6, although two of those losses came against New Jersey. He was winless against the Jackals. Gelina, 16 starts, 15 of them at home, and he had a .349 earned run average. Two balls, two strikes. Smith stands in. The pitch is high and tight, and that's ball three. I mentioned Gelina, 24 straight scoreless innings the past 2 years in the postseason. He has not walked anybody, and he struck out 26 in that span. Full count, Smith trying to work his way on this soggy field. The full count pitch, high and tight, ball four. Sean Smith draws a leadoff walk here in the first. Carl Gelina, originally out of the Angels minor league system. He first signed with Quebec back in 2007. And he's been one of the rocks of their rotation. This Quebec pitching staff had the lowest earned run average in the Can-Am League. Although I have to imagine at least some of that can be attributed to the fact that this mound is about twice as high as it probably should be. Chris Anderson said it best, the Jackals backup catcher. When he's crouched behind home plate, he cannot see second base over the pitcher's mound. Toss to first. Smith dives back in safely, and you can see where he kicked up dirt. It is still very, very moist underneath. Sabatella, 9 hits and 20 postseason at-bats as the crowd quiet right now. Smith doesn't go. The first pitch, a called strike on Brian Sabatella. Four-man umpiring crew in the postseason. Matt Crisp behind the plate. Rob Healy at first. Richard Katz at second. Yves Lamonté and the local umpire is at third base. Richard Katz, one of the Jackal local umpires. So they have the two local umpires here tonight. Gelina out of the stretch. Sabatella lays down a gorgeous bunt. First base side. Gelina picks it up. He'll apply the tag. And that's a successful sacrifice bunt. One unassisted. Gelina took it himself. And he got the job done. Sean Smith in scoring position with one down here in the top of the first for Myron Leslie. This Quebec defense, the best fielding percentage in the Can-Am League, 72 errors in 90 games. Carl Gell and his battery mate is fourth-year catcher Patrick Daou, the league defensive player of the year. Ivan Nakarada is at the hot corner. Jeff Helps plays short. Seth Henry is at second. Renee Leverett is at first. In the outfield from left to right, it's Bobby Wagner, Goffrey Tomlinson, and Sebastian Boucher here tonight. One down, a runner at second. The first pitch to Leslie. Check swing, he leaves it outside. Ball one on the switch hitter batting left. New Jersey was shut out in game one, and last night they didn't have a runner reach second base until the sixth inning, so the Jackals trying to get some early offense tonight for a change. Wind gently blowing out to right center. The 1-0 pitch is high and tight. Two balls, no strikes on Leslie. Fans are into every pitch. That one not all that close to the strike zone, but they're still letting the home plate umpire, Matt Criss, hear it a bit. John Kibler not down in the bullpen anymore. He's in the dugout ready to go. Kibler making his second postseason start tonight for New Jersey. One down, Smith at second, the 2-0 pitch, a called strike on the inside half. Myron Leslie last night was on base three times. He singled twice and walked in his first at-bat. So far in the postseason, Leslie hitting .286. He has a home run and two doubles. All three of those extra base hits in the first round, though. 2-1 pitch left way upstairs. 3-1, Jelena falls behind his second batter of the day early on. Sean Smith drew a walk on a 3-1 count, and then Brian Sabatella bunted him into scoring position. Jelena hadn't walked a batter in three postseason starts coming into tonight over the past 2 years, but he walked Smith. And he's behind Leslie, 3-1. Leslie led the league in free passes. 3-1 offering, hit to center field. Not that deep. It'll be the left fielder Wagner calling off Tomlinson and making the catch in shallow left center. I mentioned the Jackals wearing the road gray uniforms. Quebec in the home white pinstripes. They have capitals in script in blue across the front. Blue names and numbers on the back. Quebec has the blue socks and the blue hat. A raucous sellout crowd here in Quebec City. They led the league in attendance for the fourth straight season this year. A base hit by Madera. The cleanup man would give the Jackals their first lead of the series. Jelena out of the stretch. He deals. It's inside off the plate. Jelena has started off three of the first four batters he's faced tonight with ball one. He's usually very good with his command, but he's been falling behind so far tonight. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Smith at second, the 1-0 pitch. Inside on Madera, 2-0. It's tough to be a starting pitcher when you don't know what time the game is going to start. It was originally a 7:05 first pitch. Then we heard 7:30, then we heard 8 o'clock, and we didn't actually start until 20 after 8. 2-0 from Jelena, hit on the ground to the right side, not an easy play. Henry backhands, throws across, and it's in time. The Jackals get a leadoff walk as Carl Jelena struggles a bit with his command here in the first inning. But nothing across for the Jackals. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Smith in scoring position. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, John Kibler out to the mound to make his second postseason start. A must-win for the Jackals. They trail this best-of-five championship series 2-0. Come on back to Quebec City.
Hi, I'm John Kibler, and you're listening to New Jersey Jackals Baseball.